Pick cert number 4 from Rabash. What is the cup of blessing should be full in the work? When one can walk with his eyes shut above reason and believe in the wisdom of the sages and advance to the end, this is called conception, because one has, that is a degree of malchut, since that is the smallest state called ibur, conception, comes from the word evra v'dinim. And we must interpret what evra and dinim means, since this is when man needs to pace with his eyes shut above reason. The body rejects this work. That's why a person has to keep overcoming. That is called evra dinim, in trouble, which is difficult work to keep working by overcoming and annulling to the upper one, that the upper one will make of him what the upper one desires. This is called ibul, conception, which is the katnut.
That is, these are very difficult, profound things. Excerpt number 5 from Bala Sulam, letter 34. We should learn this trade before we enter the king's palace, meaning to master power and might, to stand as a pillar of iron until we elicit the desire from the Creator, as it is written, "Take no rest." Although the Creator seems silent and unresponsive, let it not cross your mind to be silent too. Do not be silent. This is not what the Creator aimed for with His silence, but rather to give you power to stand afterward in the King's palace when you have no blemish. This is why, and give him. Passage number 6 from Rabash, volume 2, letter 8. At last, this is a group of people who have gathered in a certain place under a certain leader to be together. With superhuman courage, they face up to all those who rise against them. Indeed, they are brave men with a strong spirit, and they are determined not to retreat one inch. They are first-class fighters, fighting the war against the inclination to their last drop of blood, and their only wish is to win the battle for the glory of His name. Passage number 7 from Rabash, volume 2, letter 5. You should do more in love of friends. It is impossible to achieve lasting love unless through dvekut, adhesion, meaning that the two of you will unite in a tight bond. This can be only if you try to undress the clothing in which the inner soul is placed. This clothing is called self-love. For only this clothing separates two points. But if we walk on the straight path, the two points, which are discerned as two lines that refute one another, become a middle line that contains both lines together. And when you feel that you are at war, each of you will know and feel that he needs the help of his friend. And without him, his own strength will wane as well. Then, when you understand that you must save your life, each of you will forget that he has a body he must preserve, and you will both be tied by the thought of how to defeat the enemy.
Yeah, keep going.
Passage number 8 from Rabash, article 22, the whole of the Torah is one holy name. We must always consider the goal which is to do good to his creations. If the evil inclination comes to a person and asks him all of Pharaoh's questions, he should not reply with lame excuses, but say, "Now, with your questions, I can begin with the work of bestowal." This means that we should not say about the questions of the evil inclination that it came to us in order to lower us from our degree. On the contrary, now it is giving us a place to work, by which we will ascend on the degrees of wholeness. That is, any overcoming in the world is called walking in the work of the Creator, since each penny joins into a great amount. That is, all the times we overcome accumulate to a certain measure required to become a kli for the reception of the abundance. Overcoming means taking a part of the vessel of reception and adding it to the vessel of bestowal. It is like the masach, screen, which we must put on the oviut, the coarseness. It follows that if one has no will to receive, one has nothing on which to place the masach. For this reason, when the evil inclination brings us alien thoughts, this is the time to take these thoughts and raise them above reason. This is something one can do with everything one's soul desires. He should not say that now he has received rejection from the work. Rather, one should say that he was given thoughts and desires from above so as to have room to admit them into Kedusha.
How do we create a mutual gorilla between us?
Excerpt number 9 from Rabash Volume 1, What to Look For in the Assembly of Friends. A person should make an effort to obtain love of others. And this is called labor, since he must exert above reason. Reasonably thinking, how is it possible to judge another to a scale of merit when his mind shows him his friend's true face, that he hates him? What can he tell the buddy about that? Why should he submit himself before his friend? The answer is that he wishes to achieve dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, called equivalence of form, meaning not to think of his own benefit. Thus, why is subduing a difficult things? The reason is that he must revoke his own worth, and all of the life that he wishes to live will be only with the consideration of his ability to work for others' benefit, beginning with love of others between men and men, and through the love of the Creator.
Excerpt number 10, Rabash Volume 1, What to Look For in the Assembly of Friends. Each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness, and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, "Now I'm starting a clean slate in the work." In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of God. But now the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through society, he obtained confidence and the strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts that he was facing a high mountain that couldn't be conquered, and that these are truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing, and he received it all from the power of the society, because each and every one tried to instill the spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society.
Okay, read.
11, Rabash, Volume 2, Letter 24. You must always stand guard all day and all night. When you feel a state of day or feel a state of night, We say to the Creator, yours is the day, and yours is also the night. Thus, the night too, the darkness of night, comes from the Creator to man's favor too. As it is written, day to day utters speech, and night to night expresses knowledge. It follows that you must evoke the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. As our sages said about it, when you light up the candles, by that you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon us. Except number 12, Zohar for All, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, 2 points. All the many contradictions to his uniqueness, which we taste in this world, separate us from the Creator. Yet, when exerting to keep Torah and Mitzvot with love, with our soul and might, as we are commanded to bestow contentment upon our Maker, all those forces of separation do not affect us into subtracting any of the love of the Creator with all our souls and might. Rather, in that state, every contradiction we have overcome becomes a gate for attainment of His wisdom. This is so because there is a special quality in each contradiction, revealing a special degree in attaining Him. And those worthy ones who have been rewarded with it turn darkness into light and bitter into sweet. For all the powers of separation from the darkness of the mind and the bitterness of the body have become to them gates for obtainment of sublime degrees. Thus, the darkness becomes a great light and the bitter becomes sweet. Hence, to the extent that they previously had all the conducts of His guidance towards the forces of separation, now they have all been inverted into forces of unification and sentenced the entire world to the side of merit.
Barur.